And good morning, everyone, and greetings. Isn't it a wonderful day? Yes, it is, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we're just so happy and delighted to be with you this morning and to share with you for the next few moments something about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, you know, I wanted to tell you, this is Leon Tartt, who is the minister of the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we're going out over Facebook, we go out over the internet, we go out over the radio station, and now we are actually doing, and we're recording, and we are having podcasts. Now, this you can go to it, and you get it right on. You can always pull back to sermons time after time and for a long, long time. So we enjoy and I hope that you join with us as we do this today and worship with you today. It is so great just to know. Now, in the course of his journey in chapter 4, as Jesus is journeying, he is journeying through Galilee and he arrives at a town of Canaan where he turned the water into wine. Where there was men in the city of Capernaum and the government officials, where some lay sick, heard that Jesus had come from Judea and was traveling in Galilee. This man went over to Canaan and found Jesus, and he begged him. You see, he cared for his son. He cared enough that he was willing to travel the distance to find Jesus, to search him out, and to talk to him personally. And he said, I want you to come over to Capernaum, and I want you to heal my son, who is now at death's door. He realized that his son was very, very low. He knew that his son was fixing to pass from this life into eternity. But he knew that if he could just find Jesus, Jesus could heal his son. He had faith that if Jesus came, that he could make his son whole and make him back to his health again. Well, I want to tell you, that man called Jesus can do that for you today. But more than that, he can give you eternal life. You see, we came into this world for with each one of us, some to live short, some medium, and some of us a long term out. Well, I've lived much longer than I ever thought that I would ever live. And I'm so thankful to God for that. But you see, I want to tell you, this man wasn't thinking about eternity. He was thinking about now. Sometimes we think about now when we think our loved ones are going to die. And so this man came to Jesus, and Jesus said, won't any of you believe in me unless I do more and more miracles? See, Jesus said, why do you have to see me do all these miracles to believe? Why can't you just accept who I am? That I have told you I am the Son of God, that I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And the official pleaded, sir, please come now before my child dies. You see, he was willing to beg. He was willing to get earnest with God. I want you to come that my son will not die. And Jesus told him, I want you to listen to this. In plain English, go back home. Your son is healed. Now, he wanted Jesus to come. You see, Jesus knew that probably if it took the time it would take him to walk back to his home, his son would be dead. Also, Jesus may have wanted to see how much faith do you have that I can heal your son. And so Jesus said simply, go back home. your son is healed. And the man believed Jesus and started home. Now I want to tell you something. I don't know about you and I. Do we have that kind of faith to believe in the man called Jesus today? I do. I don't know about you. Do we believe that if Jesus had just said to us, go back home, your son is healed, would we have turned around and started back home? And while he was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that all is well. Your son has recovered. And he asked them when the lad had begun to feel better. And they replied, yesterday afternoon, about 1 o'clock. His fever suddenly disappeared. Then the father realized it was the same moment that Jesus had told him, your son is healed. And the officer and his entire household believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Friends, I want to tell you, can we believe today? Can we believe now that Jesus has come? Can we accept his word just as this officer and official did? Can you believe today that he is the Son of God? You see, I want to tell you this morning, as we are today facing the trial and the things of America today, can we believe that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings? Do we believe today that God can heal and settle the issues in America today? Well, he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and call upon me, I would heal their land. Now, who is he talking about? He's talking about Christians. Churches? Christian people? You want the land straightened out today? You want to see this mess that we've got of rioting and looting and killing? You want to see that straightened out? Humble yourself before God. You're the people who are called by the name of God is those in the church. It is not all the people of America. The majority of people in America don't believe in God. I hate to say that, guys, but it's the truth. We're no longer a nation that the majority of us are believers and truly understand God. So it has to become those of us who are in the church that still believe, are still lifted up by the power of God and know that God is with us. It is us today that have to humble ourselves. We have to believe as this officer did, that God said, if you would humble yourselves and call upon me, that I will heal your nation. It is time, guys, that we as a church, we turn back to God. Now, preacher, we have not wandered away from God, but we have grown careless. You see, I remember when we came into church, man, we prayed and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. To now, maybe your pastor says a few prayer words and has a prayer, but Jesus says to pray without ceasing. He said there is a time for preaching. There is a time for singing. But he said, pray without ceasing. Now, I want to tell you, do I find with you out there this morning, do I find the commitment that this officer had with you as church members and members of the church? Do we find that today? I'm afraid that we may not be finding that. You see, we have grown social in the church. We talk about a socialized government. Well, you know, this thing can kind of begin in the church. We got in a pattern. We do this, we do that, we do the other. Is that what you call worshiping? Or is worshiping where the Holy Spirit leads, directs, and speaks through song, through word, and through our souls? I want to tell you guys, it is time that we take a good look at who we are. You know, we have got so self-confident and we have got so self-centered about ourselves until that can cause us to come short in our closeness with God. I ask you today, do we have the faith? Do we believe as this official did? It is time we do. I hope today that you, I hope that the day you will pause and you will come with me and you will, let's pray together. Let's unite our hearts together and let's make a difference in the way we are worshiping. Let's put aside our formalities. Let's put aside our little ways we do things and let's invite the Holy Spirit into our congregation and let the congregation get close to God and begin to believe and to feel the power of the Holy Spirit of God coming into our church. And the church is the people. It's not a building. It's the people. And then let's go out and share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And tell them that there is a God who is willing to save you from all this writing. There is a God who's willing to give you the things that you need. And the things that you long for. But you have to believe in Him. You have to accept Him. Yes, it may cost us. Persecution, I believe, is just around the corner for us Christians in America. But we must go out and stand for God. He said, you know, if you save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my name's sake, you have saved your life. Meaning that you have saved it into eternal life. Or you can lose that eternal life. So I want to ask you today, where is our faith? Do we believe as this official did? Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Jesus said that if you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. If you come to me, I will listen and I will hear. I ask you today, as we come to the close in this time, can you understand that God is speaking for you? Father, we ask you that in this moment right now, may your Holy Spirit stir into our hearts. God, that we can believe, that we can confess, and that we can tell others about Jesus. And point them and say, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my Redeemer lives because he lives in my heart. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the opportunity we have to share together and to love together and to be here today. It's in your holy name we humbly pray. Amen and amen.